Well, one of Bendigo's longest running wine and food festivals, Bendigo Heritage Uncorked, hosted by winemakers of Bendigo, has joined many other events in going online this year due to the COVID pandemic. Bendigo Wine Growers Association President Wes Vine is with us this morning. Wes, good morning. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. Oh, the line's a bit dodgy there, mate. Maybe just take a step to the left and...
Can you hear it better now?
That's a little bit better. Yeah, that is. So it must be, like, I guess the fact that we can do things online is good, but it must be very disappointing to have to move it online.
Yeah, particularly, this event is very well regarded within, Victoria and probably beyond. It's been running for 25 years and, yes, very consistent attendance. So it's a great disappointment to miss out on this event, as we've also had to miss out on the Wine Growers Festival, Stratagem Wine Growers Festival, which is normally conducted in the park, in Roslyn Park. So, yeah, it's been a fairly frustrating year in that regard.
What about the wine industry generally, just before we talk specifically about this? I know there's been export issues, yourself with Mandarin wines, but generally with issues with Chinese exports and that sort of thing. How tough has it been?
It certainly has had an impact. I mean, it's not necessarily just the what we've been listening to in the news. I think the biggest impact really is the fact that they didn't have their normal Chinese New Year back in late January, I think it was this year, when that really is one of their highest consumption periods. And I think many of the importers are probably still with stock. So I think it'll probably take all of this year for that to clear out. And then, of course, the other issues relating to the importation of wine into China, particularly Australian wine under scrutiny. That's not helped also.
Plus the fact too, I guess, on the domestic front, obviously with restaurants for the most part of the year not being able to open and that sort of thing, that would have obviously an impact as well.
Yes, exactly. We all rely on the restaurant trade and the bottle shop style, sales venue.
Yeah.
And I think also the cellar doors unable to open for a good part of the year has meant that we've had to become more innovative, and many of us have gone to home delivery and emphasising online sales, and that's worked quite well. This certainly has for us, and just talking to other wine growers, I think it has for them as well.
So how is it going to work now, the Bendigo Heritage Uncorked Festival online? How's that going to work?
The idea is to run it over 6 nights, Friday nights, 6 p.m. start, and it'll go for 50 minutes to an hour. And the idea is that we've chosen venues around Bendigo and Castlemaine that are not particularly well known, and so therefore we're running the series online, but it'll be at a particular different venue each week. For example, the first one's at the Mining Exchange, which is a magnificent restoration, which has just been completed in the Beehive building. And, that will be the site of the first event. And what will happen is people will buy a ticket, and when they buy their ticket, they'll get 3 bottles of wine delivered to them in advance. So that the idea is that three winemakers, and Kath Belitho, who's going to be the MC, will be on screen to give a bit of information, I guess, about the wine, but also to have a lot of fun and a bit of jousting and conversation, but also to feature the heritage buildings, because it is, after all, Heritage Uncorked.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, it's one of the things, I guess, that we've been forced to do is be very innovative this year, and this is certainly another example of that. We wish you well with it. bendigowine.org.au/events is where you can find those details. And Wes, thank you very much for having a chat to us this morning.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling in. That's fantastic.